John Rosen joins us once again from Los Angeles, the LA Kings insider. Johnny, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing well. Fun last couple of games here. Kings and Ducks have played. This will be the fifth time this season. All five times will take place in the second half of the season. So right when the Ducks have been really good and the Kings are looking to stay back on top.
It was interesting listening, reading some of Dustin Brown's comments, how he felt like, you know, his team was on a roll there and, you know, a little bit of a speed bump maybe, and now they want to get back on track. And, you know, it's rare to just be great every night, even for teams that win the Stanley Cup like the Los Angeles Kings. John, what have you seen maybe is lacking in their game recently?
I think it's just the natural urgency that comes after a team like the Kings that is just focused solely on getting to the postseason has clinched a playoff spot. You saw the Kings play some of their best hockey of their year the week that they clinched. They went into Chicago, they went into Dallas, and emerged from those two games in a back-to-back situation 3 weeks ago with two wins and an aggregate 10-2 score. They came back home, they beat the New York Rangers in overtime, they beat the Boston Bruins, and they clinched a playoff spot then. And then all of a sudden after that, after Daryl Sutter had said all year long, our goal is just to be a playoff team. He never said our goal is to win the division. He never said our goal is to win the Stanley Cup. There's just been a little bit of that natural letup. The Kings have also dealt with quite a few injuries over that time, which has moved some players up and down in the lineup. Minutes have been adjusted just a little bit. The schedule has been challenging as well. So there hasn't just been maybe same of the regularity as before, but you know, we've all seen this LA Kings team under Sutter so much to understand that these are most likely just symptoms of a late regular season, you know, approach to the playoffs. Once the playoffs start, there's no real concern whatsoever about it.
Now, John, you got, you know, you can take care of business head to head with Anaheim. Obviously, an important game. But how is Daryl framing things? I mean, obviously home ice matters, but like you said, when the season begins, he's talking about wanting to be a playoff team. You're going to be a playoff team, so how much emphasis is on this head-to-head matchup and the game after that?
I think if you were to ask either coach, it's virtually the same. Both teams just want to be playing their games, quote-unquote, their best hockey heading into the playoffs. I don't think that either team really sees that winning the division is anything that is of a great concern to them. Both teams would obviously like to have a home ice advantage if, you know, a second round series would ever go between them to a game seven. But Daryl has said a couple of times this week he doesn't remember any of the divisional banners, I should say the years in which he ever won a division in his playing or coaching career. He does remember the years that he played in conference championships, won conference championships, won Stanley Cups. I think that goes the same thing for Anaheim as well. You know, I'm hearing similar things coming from Bruce Boudreau. You know, the Ducks have won the last three Pacific Division titles. This was a Ducks team that was expected to jump out and really be that pace setter for the Pacific Division. It hasn't worked out that way, and that's something that Daryl Sutter has kind of almost sarcastically referenced this year, that everybody was talking up the Ducks this season, that it's probably good for the Kings and Sharks, that they're right there. LA's MO for much of the season, in addition to trying to make a playoff spot, has been trying to keep pace with Anaheim, because as he has said, you get into the playoffs by finishing in the top three in the division. That's where you want to be. If you're in that wild card spot and you're consistently having to fight, that's not a position that you want to be in.
Yeah, and of course, two games to go for you and then the playoffs. You mentioned injuries, and they have played a factor. Every team goes through them. What's the timeline for the guys who have a chance to be back for the first round? Does anybody fall into that category?
We're still waiting for an update on Alec Martinez, who has not skated since he suffered an undisclosed injury. Did not play in the back-to-back at Vancouver, at Calgary. Mm-hmm. Did not skate this morning, so there's no word there. We've been told by the team day-to-day. Anything beyond that, trying to draw blood from a stone at this point of the year when you're talking to some of these NHL teams. In regards to Marian Gaborik, to be determined whether he would be able to join the team towards the start of the first round of the playoffs, which is supposed to start next week, most likely back at Staples Center. He got injured. It was a grade 3 knee sprain when he collided with Dominic Moore of the New York Rangers back on February 12th. Generally, you're talking about an 8 to 12 week recovery period. 8 weeks would be right in the middle of next week. Gaborik has resumed skating, but there's no imminent return right now at this point. Matt Green, not close to returning, not expected to play in the first round. Jordan Nolan still a far ways away. He had back surgery.
John, the Kings, you list off those guys, man. They got a lot of depth. Not that those guys are top-end players by any stretch, but, hey, Green's been a solid player in his role on that team. Same with Nolan. So they're guys that still have experience, and the Kings would love to get him back. You mentioned that they don't necessarily care about winning the division, and I know the Ducks lost Game 7 at home last year to Chicago, but home ice advantage for the Kings and the Ducks, like for a Game 7, would it be that important in your eyes?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it's, at least in speaking with the players, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you're going to see any team really replicate what the Kings did 2 years ago when they went and played all 21 games, the maximum games through the first three rounds, and won three game sevens on the road. You want to be able to have the familiar surroundings, especially given the fact that the Kings just snapped a five-game road losing streak before winning, kind of coming from behind, scoring a last-minute goal, winning in overtime in Calgary a couple of nights ago. Absolutely. Generally, when you have this Kings-Ducks rivalry, when you have the games in Anaheim, the crowd is a little bit more split, about 60-40 in favor of Ducks fans. Back at Staples Center, it's a little bit different, maybe about 85-15 in favor of Kings fans. So the Kings have shown in the past they're able to go in and win in Anaheim. But so far in the regular season, the last 14 games between these two teams in the regular season, the Ducks have won 11, lost one in regulation, and lost two in overtimes or shootouts. So Anaheim has absolutely dominated the regular season series as of late. I would say it's a big thing to come away with home ice advantage should these two teams end up meeting in the second round.
It's interesting, John. You just have to look at the Chicago Blackhawks to know how good they are. They win cups, the L.A. Kings likewise. The very top of the conference, Dallas, St. Louis, and Chicago, are in the hundreds now in terms of points. When I look at it, though, I still think the road to the Stanley Cup leads through California, and I don't know if everybody thought that would be the case this year, but Anaheim, L.A., and San Jose in sixth spot as of right now, they're still pretty good hockey clubs. They're heavy hockey clubs, and they play playoff hockey. Do you see it lining up the same way as me? Somebody out of California has a real good shot of getting out of there?
Yeah, it's going to be the Kings or the Ducks, I would say, that are going to emerge from the Pacific Division. I don't mean any disrespect against the Sharks. I just think, or Martin Jones, too, who has a very good composure and an excellent temperament as a goaltender. We know him very well, obviously, in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But about that, he doesn't have that experience in the postseason as a starter. He's had a good regular season over seven games. I'm favoring Jonathan Quick if those two teams were able to meet in a head-to-head series. But I would agree with that. I think it's Los Angeles and Anaheim, and I'm still on that Chicago bandwagon. I know the Blackhawks don't have the same type of defense and depth as they had several years ago, and there are injury concerns there, including in net. I just think that when you get down to it, and this is something that the Oilers are going to eventually just have to rid themselves of that type of a culture that is in that organization right now, it's that winning culture that helps you win, that expectation. I don't want to get too flighty into intangible stuff like that, but it's the expectation, the culture, the identity of a team that serves as the intangibles when there's such great parity in this league. And I think that's probably why Chicago emerges from that Central Division, even if it might be a slightly flawed team compared to some of their other previous teams there. They still have among the very best defensemen in the game, among the very best forward, probably the very best forward in the game, and an excellent, multiple two-time Stanley Cup winning goaltender back there as well. It wouldn't surprise me if it was L.A. Chicago or Anaheim Chicago.
Why are you still on the Chicago bandwagon? And it's hard not to be. I understand it because they won 3-6. But when you look at that team, why do you still feel that, man, that's the team to beat?
It's mostly because of the competition that they're going to face in that division. I think Nashville is actually a dark horse in that division too. But I don't want to digress here. I look at the teams that they could be playing. Dallas has below average goaltending and an average defense. I don't see that as a team that's going to be able to make waves and potentially winning around. I love their forward group. They remind me a little bit of San Jose up front. They're also a big, heavy team that can skate. But I don't see their defense and the ability to keep the puck out of their own net as something that's going to be an asset in the playoffs. St. Louis, again, it's that identity. It's that culture. Having seen that team too many times out in the West, it's a team that has relied on its work ethic. It has relied on its forecheck. That doesn't get you as far in the playoffs, and other teams raise those types of compete levels as well. On top of that, they don't have enough big game goal scorers. It's a team that always hasn't been able to score that big goal when they need a big goal. Again, this is stuff that's getting so flighty right now. I don't want to balance too heavy towards the intangible, but all of those favor the Chicago Blackhawks. I think Chicago has a coaching advantages as well, and just the experience of having played in the playoffs. Hey, I said before the year, so maybe I don't even know what I'm talking about. I said before the year, this is the year they were coming down, and we might see somebody else. But despite the challenges that they've had, despite the injuries, and despite kind of a little bit of a rotating door on the back end, which they also had last year as well in their final defensive pairing, I still favor the Blackhawks coming out of that division.
John, it's going to be interesting. Going to be a great run down the stretch. And Kings and Ducks, anytime they play, that's become a great rivalry on the West Coast, not only for the Kings and Ducks fans, but just for hockey fans. It's always fun to watch. So we'll be watching from afar. Jealous that once again you have a playoff team to cover, and we don't.
No, it's going to be fun. We'll see. It'll be a fun one tonight. Nice playoff preview. And, yeah, the fans certainly hate each other out here, Kings and Ducks fans. So that adds to a little bit of the animosity. And now you see that rivalry on the ice since they played in the playoffs, too. So always a lot of fun. And thank you again for the invite, too.